For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive. Goodman, Hurdle, watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. 3-Hour Recycling Center is having an auction for crushers, body, van body trailers, porticools, vending equipment, ladders, racking, cabinets, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications. But upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com.
Crushers.
/MHS.
That's my, I have one question for every one of these.
Yeah.
Crusher.
Right.
I don't know what it is, but I'm in line for one.
When I think of what a crusher is, I think of the first Star Wars, where Princess Leia and I believe it's Han Solo and Luke Skywalker are sitting in like the garbage thing and the walls start closing in. I'm guessing that's what a crusher is. And because it's a recycling center, they crush the aluminum.
Okay.
Or if you're upset with one of your children, you can just dangle them in there and let them know what could happen.
That's dangerous. A crusher.
It's not dangerous unless you let them go. Just put a little fear in them.
When you know, on the 19th hole, when you got, you know, you're having a couple of beers and chatting with the boys.
Here comes the joke.
You know.
Yeah, go ahead.
How does that go? Hey, guys, you got to see my crusher. I would like to know how that would be interpreted.
On the 19th
hole.
What's
a crusher?
On the 19th hole, I think you would say, watch me crush this beer.
Well, and the pushback would be, like you didn't any of your drives.
Right.
Right.
Right. Does it feel like Cortland Sutton is in a bit of a crusher right now?
It feels like Cortland Sutton is having his Marshawn Lynch moment.
Meaning what, he Skittles?
No, I'm here so I won't get fined.
Right.
That's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah.
Now, he got a little bit of work in at the beginning of practice, a little bit of work done at the end of practice with the quarterbacks exclusively. Other than that, he was on the side field. Dropped his first pass. I mean, like...
Sucks, cut him.
Just boom.
Right.
Right in his hands.
Not in shape.
It was ironic, and it was chuckle-worthy, kind of at his expense. But, I mean, nothing personal, just ironic, right? But, no, I mean, it was good to see Cortland back. I felt like he kind of made his argument to us talked about being
in an awkward way.
In an awkward way. It's never.
We're at a stalemate, but I really want to be here. Love this franchise. I hope to go into the Ring of Fame. I'm really not that happy. We'll see about me, you know, holding out during training camp.
Courtland is kind of an endless stream of thought.
Yeah.
And he says things, but they tend to run on a bit.
Anyway. I say this in a joking way. He's not the type of guy you want to rob a bank with because he would give you up in a second.
Could very well be.
Meaning he doesn't want to, but you just know he's not telling the truth. I didn't rob the bank with anyone. Are you sure? Well, maybe.
I had company.
Right.
I mean, right. Yeah.
There were a couple people in the car. I didn't know who they were. Sitting in the back seat. Time now for the lead.
The lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
Okay, so, Courtland, you're getting a lot of attention. Unfortunately, it's more off-the-field stuff than on-the-field stuff.
My team and I have been in contact with, the guys upstairs to handle all of that stuff. And, we kind of were going back and forth trying to figure out the best way to, kind of find a middle ground for the situation, and we are at a stalemate in a sense, but I have confidence and faith that the right thing will be done.
Okay.
Thoughts and prayers.
And I guess when you have a month and change, that's probably the right attitude to have. I mean, I don't know what other attitude you could have at this particular point.
You know, at a stalemate. That's what it sounded like to me. Yeah. I'm really hoping that they do right by me because it's really more hope than the actual feeling that they're going to.
They don't have to do anything.
No, they don't. He has 2 years left on his deal.
Right. They don't have to do anything.
You're getting paid 13 plus million. No, it's not guaranteed. Get that. But that's the deal you signed.
And it was a pretty good deal at the time.
I mean, I can't imagine your team didn't point out in the final 2 years when you signed that deal that paid you a lot of money up front. Don't bother looking at the final 2 years.
Yeah, right.
So let's just concentrate on the first 2-3 years, but don't look at the final 2 years because there's nothing guaranteed.
Yeah, it's kind of where he is right now.
And that's the way a lot of these deals work in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You get your money up front. You don't get paid on the back end. With that, do you think he gets a new deal, plays without a new deal, or gets traded?
I think the last... If they can get 2 picks for him, and I'm not saying they can, then I'd trade him.
What would you do if you were Sean?
Sean likes his receiving room. I used the term, I think, yesterday, adequate.
Hey, Tim Patrick looked good.
Tim Patrick's doesn't look good with straight line speed. You know where he does look good? He looks good making a cut, which is good.
Right.
Because, you're talking about Achilles, knees, and things like that that's kept him out for the last 2 years. But he doesn't have a lot of giddy up, man. How athletic was Tim Patrick anyway?
Wasn't.
So now you've taken away mobility with the knee and the Achilles and 2 years of rust. There's the Tim Patrick that will fight you for a ball, right? Yep. But I don't know if there's... I don't know how much athleticism there is left in the tank there, but we'll see how it goes.
Sean Payton appears to be a pretty happy guy right now.
I agree.
However, he needs to be careful with how things progress moving forward. We'll talk more about one of those things in the next segment, but I'll start it off with this. If they trade Courtland Sutton, they trade Courtland Sutton. They don't give him a new deal. They don't give him a new deal.
Right.
But there are a lot of different ways that this can go. This is a young locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Young, in some ways, is code for impressionable. If they do not give Cortland Sutton a new deal, he could be an unhappy guy in that locker room, and that could become toxic.
And we've already seen Cortland be
a little ornery.
Good word.
If indeed you trade him, what message does that send to the team about winning now? When yesterday at the press conference, he talked about he wants to win right now and he's going to choose the quarterback to win now. With that, what if Stidham turns out to be better, at least right now, you know, the beginning of September?
Right.
And he starts Nix. What if you trade Sutton, start Nix? How's that locker room going to react? You're talking out of both sides of your mouth. You really want to win? We really want to win. We've been working our ass off to really want to win. And you're going with the rookie quarterback and you just traded away our best wide receiver. How's that going to go over in the locker room?
It's an interesting question. I'm not sure how much. I don't know the answer. I know what the locker room feels like about Patrick Surtain.
What does that mean?
I know what the locker room feels like about Alex Singleton. You know, Singleton. I know there are certain
good
guys.
Point.
I know. I'm not sure what that locker room really thinks about Cortland Sutton.
Well, I can tell you right now, I don't think, or at least I don't remember reports of a big party for Jerry Jeudy before he left to go to Cleveland.
I think that that was a, I mean, Marvin Mims talked about it. Other than that, it's barely like Jerry Jeudy was ever there.
Right.
Right now.
And Jerry Jeudy was a very talented guy.
Sure.
But Jerry Jeudy wasn't going to win a lot of popularity contests. And Cortland Sutton has soured a little bit as his career has gone on. But he did catch 10 touchdowns
last year.
Okay.
That's a fact.
That's a big factor.
And that's a WR1 metric.
Correct. So with that, maybe they don't miss Cortland Sutton, the person. But when you look at that wide receiver room, it's not overflowing with talent. So I think right now, Sean is walking a tightrope potentially on decisions that he makes that won't necessarily lose the locker room, but might question his commitment to winning right now.
While
you would never question Sean Payton's commitment to winning, I can see why guys in the locker room, if certain things happen, would question him. So what is the worst case scenario with Cortland Sutton? You trade him, and some guys are like, he was our best wide receiver, or they don't give him a new deal, and he's upset, and that starts to permeate through the locker room where he's bitching. Because you know what? I'm not saying he will, but it wouldn't surprise me if a snide comment doesn't come out here, snide comment comes out there.
It would surprise me if a snide comment wouldn't come out.
So how does that affect a young wide receiver room?
Well,
a young quarterback in Bo Nix. Because it's not like
I think
Jared Stidham has a stranglehold on the leadership position on offense.
I think a young receiver room would say, good, that's one less guy I got to jack with.
And you know what's funny?
I think there's elements of that anyway.
I remember talking to Josie Jewell about stuff that would happen in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, veteran, so tunnel visioned that all of the lockers around him could literally be on fire except for his, and he wouldn't even notice the other lockers on fire. That's just the way he operated mm-hmm. as a player. But not every player operates like that.
Oh, no.
And I can think of one specific guy who plays offensive line where this would bother him a lot.
You
got to, without me naming names, you got a feeling who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are different ways that guys function in that. It, for lack of a better term, we used to call it rabbit ears, you know, when I was playing ball. And when you ride a guy on the bench, as in baseball, you expect to be able to give it out and you got to be able to take it. But Rabbit Ears used to always be the big, you know, hey, Rabbit Ears, you know, I know you hear us and I know you, it's bothering you.
Right.
Well, there's kind of a Rabbit Ears component in any kind of NFL locker room.
Sure.
Guys hear things about what is being said about them. They hear it from the outside. They hear it from the inside. And it weighs on players differently. There are some, you mentioned Josie Jewell, the classic example of not giving a blank.
Right.
Just would he not care.
He could tune it out.
Could care less.
Right.
All he is doing is playing football.
He is a rarity.
Yeah.
In this game.
Although Alex Singleton is probably pretty dang similar. Very
yep.
similar.
Yeah.
There, but there are other guys that it does bother. And
right.
And I'm not going to say they worry about it, but just by thinking about it, to me, means they're worrying about it.
It's as almost if, even though it doesn't affect them, they invite the bee to go into their bonnet.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in.
Right.
Come on in.
Yeah.
This is bothering me. Come on, get a little deeper.
Yeah.
Bee, get a little deeper in my bonnet.
Yeah. Jerry was like that.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Jeudy was like that.
Look at Steve Smith Sr. on national television.
Exactly. Those things.
Doing a little dance.
That's right.
On national television.
It didn't take much to get him to rise to the bait.
No.
You know?
No.
It just didn't.
No.
So those are things that are, you just never know how guys are going to react. In your scenario with the three heads of the monster, the best scenario for all concerned would be come to an agreement. Don't make it a distraction. This team needs no distractions at all. It needs to just concentrate on getting better and figuring out how they're going to go into the season with who and who's going to be their quarterback. Blah, you know, all of the questions. So that would be probably the best scenario. But if Pittsburgh, who is a little receiver shy right now and is a quote-unquote playoff contending team, with Russell Wilson at quarterback, is going to offer me a 3-6, and I don't think it'd be a 3-6, but a 4-6, you're telling me that I wouldn't think about that? I'd have to think pretty hard about that one, because that's the currency that they're going to come back with. Draft picks, lots of them, depth, young players. That's how I see it anyway.
Coming up after the break, clearly Sean Payton does not listen to our show, and he doesn't care what we think about what the goal for this season is. We think it is develop Bo Nix. I'm sure Sean looks at you and I as a couple of idiots. That's next.
Of course.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify?
Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, 3-Hour Recycling is having an auction for crushers, van body trailers, porta-cools, equipment, ladders, racking, cabinets, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you own a truck, you own a 4x4, you like to hike, you like to camp, you like to be outdoors, you like to off-road, well, High Country Performance 4x4 can hook you up. They use the top brands. They do rebuilds, seasonal inspections, custom fabrication. Go to their website, hcp4x4.com, and see the work they can do for you. And it is breathtakingly awesome. Go check them out in Englewood. Or, again, go to their website, hcp4x4.com. They are the best in town by far. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool stuff since 1980. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool shit since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
Well, Sean Payton must have channeled his inner Gabriel Landeskog. Landeskog said, "I expect to be back sometime between September and April."
Right.
Sean took a page out of Gabe's book when he said he doesn't have a date set for picking a quarterback and will go with the guy who gives the Broncos the best chance to win. Then added, "We're competing to win this year. We're going to make the right decision relative to who gives us that opportunity." And then somewhere in the press conference said, "We'll have a quarterback. Probably we'll know who it is about a week before the season." So we know that he has a target date.
Right.
Which is important. You and I have talked about the most important thing this season, seeing if Bo Nix is the right quarterback for seasons to come. Do you think that Sean agrees with us and he is just saying the right thing about competing to win this year, which he is?
Yes,
I'm not debating that.
Yes.
But is he just kind of saying the right thing because it's the right thing to say, we got to compete to win?
I think he honestly feels that way. And yep. And I will never, ever doubt the path that these head coaches, they all want to win.
Right.
They have different paths to get there, and that's kind of what makes it great, the differences between coaches and the way that they lead, how they realize expectations. But I think the expectations are real. I don't think they change. I think every year the goal is to win.
Yeah.
I think Sean Payton feels like they can win on some level. I'm not sure what that level is.
But he wants to take his new car for a test drive, doesn't he?
Yes.
And though you would think in the worst way. So when he added as well yesterday, and he talked a lot about the quarterbacks, not surprisingly, said he had a gut decision on what to do, but no exact timeline when he names that starter. What do you think his gut is telling you right now?
I don't know how it can't be Bo Nix based on what I continue to see. But I know what my limitations are as a observer and as a member of the media.
Let's go through your limitations, Bruce. What are they?
Oh, my God. They're myriad.
Yeah, I'm not talking about personal stuff off the field. I'm talking about on the field when you're watching. What are your limitations?
Well, there are no... The limitations that I have is not being able to see them every single day this time of the year. But I mean, what choice do I have other than drawing conclusions based on what my own eyes are telling me? And based on what my own eyes are telling me, Bo Nix is the best quarterback of these three. He gives them the best chance. Even with Jarrett Stidham, part of my problem with Jarrett Stidham is the last 2 weeks of the season.
Well, you can't hold that against him.
And you're right. And you don't even need to tell me that. I know that. And what I was going to say was very simply, and that is an unfair prejudice. That is an unfair prejudice.
So you're
that I have about Jarrett Stidham.
So you're the anti-Fox News. You are not fair or balanced.
Yeah, right. But even with, and Jarrett Stidham had, and can they win with Jarrett Stidham? No, I mean, not the way that they're set up.
What's your definition of winning?
Well, what
is my definition of playoffs?
My definition of winning is getting what other
you win two games, you won.
What other definition of winning in the NFL is there other than making the playoffs?
I would agree.
It's making the playoffs.
Well, you're not. Do you think you're going to make the playoffs at Bo Nix?
I don't think you're going to make the playoffs with either one. With that in mind, then you always go to me with the guy that you're trying to develop. Jarrett Stidham was brought in on a $10 million deal for 2 years as a cast off in Vegas after he had been with the Patriots. You went and spent a first round pick, the 12th pick in the first round for a quarterback. Who's going to get the nod? Who is going to get the nod? I will ask you, anyone out there that wants to give me an answer, just tell me what makes the most sense. Please. If you really think that, if you think Jarrett Stidham is worth four more wins than Bo Nix, if you really believe that, you go for it, man. Absolutely. And this isn't a rag on Jarrett Stidham, but okay, so... Is 7 your number? Congratulations. You're outside the playoffs again. And you haven't developed your quarterback? Who has got a tough job anyway? It's hard for first-year players to come in and make a difference in this league. Leggy and I were talking about this yesterday. Peyton Manning, for Jeff Legwold, was the most prepared guy to ever come into the NFL. And he set a record his first year for interceptions by a quarterback. The next year, he won 13 games. Now, look, Peyton Manning is a one-off. I'm not comparing Bo Nix to Peyton Manning. I'm not comparing just about anyone to Peyton Manning. But come on. If you're not going to be a playoff team, what in the hell would you be giving Jarrett Stidham playing time for?
Okay. Mr. Talent Evaluator, who is more than willing to look at his own faults as a talent evaluator. From what you have seen so far, not the last two games of the season, so get that bias out of your head.
Yeah.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, what has Jarrett Stidham been, 10 being the highest? Overall?
7.
Wow.
6.5.
No, you don't have to go down because I said, wow.
No, I mean, I would have him somewhere in that just general realm. And I'd have Nix a tick ahead of him.
Okay.
And I'd have him a tick ahead of him because...
What if?
Because Stidham started this thing so much further ahead.
Oh, so now you're grading on a curve.
Well, right now...
Well, grading on a curve.
But
By saying that he was that far ahead, you're going to punish him...
No,
with your grain,
I'm adding it,
and then
saying it's more. To me, it makes more of a difference that Nix is ahead in this thing because he started behind. That's what I'm saying.
What if your evaluation by the end of training camp is, I don't know, Stidham is a 6.5 and Nix doesn't, he's competitive, he's comparable, but you can see that he's not as good.
Nix.
Okay.
Because what in the hell do you gain by sitting his butt?
So what do you think?
While a journeyman quarterback takes your snaps.
Okay, I have been the guy who's been more critical of Sean Payton than you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you think of Sean Payton if he starts Jarrett Stidham as a coach?
If it's with the idea of feathering Nixon as the starter in week, fill in the blank.
No, you can't make predictions. I'm saying in the moment. He names Jarrett Stidham his starter.
Well, but I don't know what his motivation is. He making, see, that's black and white. Is he making Jarrett Stidham the starter? Like, he is my starter. Nothing is going to change during the course of the year. Well, then
if he walks out onto the field,
the rules,
if he walks out onto the field in Seattle, he is the starter. Period.
Well, first of all, having no knowledge of how things are going to go between now and the end of training camp,
right,
having absolutely no knowledge of that whatsoever, I would say my guess would be he's starting a veteran and allowing Nix time to observe with the idea of week 4, week 5, he takes
over. Why week 4, week 5? What if Stidham plays well?
I mean, you asked me the situation.
I'll tell you what you want to say, but you're not going to say it.
No.
Sean, you're an idiot
for not
starting Nix.
No, I'm not.
Because he is the future.
No.
Period.
Don't put words in my mouth because I don't feel that way.
You wouldn't say those words because
you have,
that's not you.
You have put out a scenario.
You're the one who's saying Nix should start pretty much no matter what, right?
Well, but you just changed changed where the goalposts are. Now you're telling me you're just saying that Stidham starts game one. I don't know anything that's happened between now and then.
Start of the season.
What if Bo Nix has suffered an injury?
We can throw in all kinds of things.
My point.
Start of the season is today. He starts Stidham. What would you say to Sean Payton? We'll talk about it next.
Wish we'd known. We'll blow away with this new sun. But I'll heal down.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back, Morning Drive. I just kept hearing the music. I'm like, are we going to do the return? Apparently, I didn't hear the return. By the way, you explained to everybody what the return means.
It is a liner. It's like a rejoiner coming back into the segment.
Oh.
And you guys were deep in a conversation. So.
We were. Deep.
We were deep. It's always deep.
It's always deep with us.
And you can interpret that in any way that you wish.
Right.
And probably be right at various times.
We are Adele. We are rolling in the deep. And speaking of Roller Auctions Twitter feed, you can reach us that way. How do you like that segue?
Well done.
Yeah, Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. 3-Hour Recycling Center is having an auction for crushers, van body trailers, porticools, racking, cabinets, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
So I'll try and make this as quick as possible. Season starts today. Stidham is the starter. No, you cannot predict the future. I don't think Sean Payton would say, no matter what, Bo Nix is going to be the starter week 4. You got to see how Stidham plays. Maybe he gets injured. Maybe he looks terrible. Maybe he has a short leash. Maybe he looks great. Let's not deal with the what ifs. The closest thing that we can get to a not one what if is, if the season started today, sake of argument, Stidham is the starter, how would you feel about Sean Payton's judgment?
Well, I would have to defer to it, but nothing has changed for me. This season is about the development of Bo Nix as your quarterback and finding out whether or not you have confidence moving forward as a franchise quarterback with the first round pick that you made, that you used. You better have the answers. However you get those answers, that's up to you. That's what you get paid $16 million or whatever the hell it is to do. But great, you figure it out. But at the end of the year, you better know what this guy is all about. Or otherwise, that's when I would start wondering about things.
Tim Patrick has looked better, looked specifically better yesterday.
Well, he's looked better because he's been on the field.
Correct.
But I mean,
with that though, how much do you think his progress will affect the decision on Courtland Sutton's contract?
That is an interesting question.
I thought of it myself.
I think Vele is the guy that's the most intriguing guy out of that receiving room right now.
So we already have a training camp darling.
No.
He was a 7th round pick.
Yeah. But you know something? He has been front shelf every practice. He has done something in I've seen 7 of his workouts. There is not one time that you don't come away with saying, oh, 81. Yeah. I mean, he has that look. And my long-winded way to get to this point on Tim Patrick is he is a Tim Patrick type, with better juice.
And no injury
and
history.
No injury. Now, he's 26 years old, but he's got lots of tread on the tire.
With that, we're waiting to see how Javonte Williams bounces back in year two in full.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
People love Audric Estime, having never really seen him play. And when I say never really seen him play, unless you're a Notre Dame fan,
yeah.
Okay, you've rarely seen the guy play, but he's built like a tank and he's intriguing. Are we, as a group, completely forgetting about the improvement that Jaleel McLaughlin has made this offseason?
Boy, I don't think Sean Payton is. I think that they feel he... It's interesting.
All that matters now is, can you block? You're not a big guy. Are you going to be more of a Philip Lindsay type, where yes, you're electric on the field, but you're a liability blocking? Because if this guy can find a way with his frame, and it's not huge.
He's bigger. I think he's a little bigger than a year ago. And my God, his burst is still fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jaleel McLaughlin is still trending upwards.
He's there at 5:15 every morning, right, Sean?
Yeah, I don't know what that has to do with, you know, pass pro, but...
First guy in the building, then he turns the lights off at the end of the day.
And those are things that are noticed. I mean, it does take want to do that.
Yeah. Well, he's got a chip on his shoulder.
No question.
Wasn't drafted. He was terrific in college.
And he has not changed his approach one bit during last season. Even as he started to get playing time, his approach was the same. He is the guy right now in the running game, as much as you can be, with no contact or anything. He hits the holes the fastest. He has the best vision. He can get left and right better than anybody else. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. The question for him is, can he be more of a three down back? And I mean,
with a potential rookie quarterback back there,
probably wouldn't want to do that all the time.
But the problem is, when you put him on the field, you know exactly what play is going to be called.
There is some...
There's your tell.
Yeah.
Oh, Jaleel's on the field? He's going to get the ball, because you're sure as hell not going to put him in pass pro.
Right. But by all accounts, that is what he... And I would love to know how he's worked on it.
Right.
But he's a very bright guy. He understood his limitations in that regard.
Right.
It would only make sense to me that he worked on it hard.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
ESPN pundit and SEC expert Paul Feinbaum unleashed on Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes, and we'll discuss Bud Black winning his 500th game as the Rockies skipper. That's next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah. your vacuum cleaner, breathing in your dust. I wanna be a Ford Cortina.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, 3-Hour Recycling having an auction for van body trailers, port-a-cools, vending equipment, ladders, racking, cabinets, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Happy anniversary. One-year anniversary. Denver Nuggets. 1 year ago today, they won the NBA championship. Time now for the final word.
The final word is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it, presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, before we get to our other questions, we had some breaking news about 10 minutes ago. Legendary Hall of Famer Jerry West passed away peacefully this morning at the age of 86. His wife Karen was by his side. As we know, this is the NBA logo. Great life, though, for Jerry West. Accomplished a whole lot. Anything you want to say real quick about the Hall of Famer?
One of the great players, one of the great administrators, one of the great ambassadors of the NBA. You know, as you grow older, and we all do, but I mean, I'm at an age now. These are the guys that were not contemporaries of mine, but guys that, when I was growing up, were the NBA. The Bill Russells and the John Havlicek's and the Jerry Wests and Elgin Baylor's. Those are all guys that I kind of grew up following, which kind of tugs at your own, you know, your own mortality just a little bit. It's funny how it does that. But obviously, I hope that when he's looked back on, it was a life and a career well lived.
We look at former great athletes trying to make the transition to being either a head coach or an executive. Jerry West stands alone on top of the mountain as the greatest player to transition into being an executive. He was a 14-time All-Star and won 8 championships as an executive.
Wow.
2-time executive of the year. And oh, by the way, he is the guy who said, we need to make a draft day trade to get Kobe Bryant.
Worked out pretty well for him, didn't it?
It did.
Yep.
And to your point, he's the logo. When you look at great players who became great executives, Ozzie Newsome comes to mind.
Right.
But Jerry West honestly stands alone on top. I can't think of anyone who has been better. I say this, and we talked about this during the break. I say this with all due respect to Elgin Baylor. Elgin Baylor was an unbelievable basketball player, but he pretty much sits at the bottom as one of the worst NBA executives after being a tremendous player.
John Elway had a pretty good path that he had started as an executive.
His executive role is literally two separate books.
Totally. More so than anyone I can think of right now.
Right.
But anyway, you know, it's, and Alex, you don't know this yet, but you will at some point when, as you get older, there are certain times when a guy goes that you give pause and it's kind of like, oh,
you gave pause when you heard
it.
You're like, what?
It was like, geez, really? I mean, he was 86 years old, so I get it, but I don't know. It represents more than just the passing of someone that we knew about.
Many people probably did not watch Jerry West play. I didn't. I know that you did.
I did.
With that, here's a simple way to sum up his career. He was an NBA scoring champ, and the same season, he was a first-team all-defensive player. Probably a lot of people don't know that about him.
Yeah.
He did what Michael Jordan did. He did what Kobe Bryant and LeBron James did. Outstanding scorer and outstanding defensive player. But people don't look at him that way necessarily. As a great defensive player and a great... He was a great player.
Yeah.
But it's a very small room of great scorers and great defensive players in that one room.
As a player, he lived in the shadow of the great Celtics teams. Even though the Lakers were great, they were never great to the level during that particular time of the Boston Celtics. But he was still one of those players that just shone so brightly. And anytime the Lakers were on, you watched them because you wanted to watch Jerry West.
Right.
So
all NBA first team 10 times. Mm. 8 titles as an executive. No one did it better in basketball overall than Jerry West.
Rest
no,
in peace.
No one did it better than him. That was Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. You can walk in any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. If you're looking for discounted prices on high-end appliances, just walk into their clearance center. It's called Scratch and Ding stuff. What do I mean? It's got a scratch on it. Okay, whatever. I've bought stuff, Scratch and Ding.
I've got one.
That's right. And it's high-end stuff. It's not crap you're getting. You're getting high-end stuff, discounted hundreds of dollars. Totally worth checking out that showroom. And it's rows and rows and rows. If you want to redesign your entire kitchen, they have a whole staff that is literally set up to do that for you.
Or your laundry room.
You want to set up your laundry room.
You can do it. They've got it all. It's an amazing place. It's one of those places when you walk in and it's kind of a dude thing where you go, wow, look at all these cool appliances.
Right.
Appliances speak to dudes.
You think so?
I think they do. Don't they?
Grills.
Grills.
Yeah. Guys love their
stoves
grills.
For you.
Yeah.
You like your stoves.
I do. I love a great stove.
Well, if you can imagine it, they've got it.
Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. And don't forget about their price match guarantee as well. Coming up after the break, Cortland Sutton is back. The question is, how much does he really want to be back after listening to his press conference yesterday? That's next.
Call it the last of all. When the lights fade out, all the sinners crawl. So they dug your grave in the masquerade looking cool.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.